With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Thank you, Don Huff, and appreciate you being there for us every top of the hour and the bottom of the hour as well. Appreciate you and Nicole Davis, who handle the newsroom duties for all of us. Appreciate all of you callers, and I'm back. Had a week off vacation and enjoyed it very much. Again, thanks to Jordan Rich for having sat in for me last week and done a great job, as he always does. I want to talk a little politics here. We've talked a couple of issues in the first 2 hours. Talked about the Massachusetts bail fund. I think that is out of control at this point. I don't know how you bring it under control. And I want to thank Rosemary Gibson, the author last hour, China Rx, Exposing the Risks of American Dependence on China for Medicine. And that is a serious problem. And for those of you out there who are baby boomers, this is something you should be thinking of, because, you know, at some point, everybody needs medications. I guess there are some who don't. Maybe there's a few Christian Scientists left in the audience. But let's move on to politics. So Joan Vernocchi will have a piece in the Boston Globe tomorrow morning, how many insults are black voters supposed to take from Joe Biden, coming from an interesting source, the Boston Globe. The subheadline of Joan's column is, at this point, wouldn't a failure to select a black woman as his running mate be the ultimate insult? Maybe so. I think that is a very good possibility. My question is this. Joe Biden knew sometime in March, no later than March, that he was going to be the Democratic nominee for president. He made a declaration, I think it was in May, I could be wrong on that, I think it was in May, that he would choose a woman to be his vice president. And May has turned into June, and June has turned into July, and July has now turned into August, and we are approaching mid-August. The Democratic convention, if you want to call it that, this year there will really be no presidential conventions, Democratic or Republican, as we would traditionally know them. The Democrats are supposed to convene in Milwaukee, but Joe Biden will never go to Milwaukee. I guess he'll accept his nomination and his speech from his bunker in Delaware, or I don't know, maybe he'll do it somewhere else. And the president is suggesting he may speak. I'm not sure if he's allowed to accept a nomination from his party. There'll be no Republican convention either, maybe at the White House. The question I have, and you folks are pretty smart, why do you think it's taking Joe Biden so long to make a decision? When I went on vacation earlier this month, actually, I went on vacation July 31st, which was a Friday night. So when I went on vacation on July 31st, people were speculating that it would be a matter of a couple of days before Joe Biden would pick a vice presidential candidate. Well, a couple of days have turned into a week, and a week now has turned into 10 days. I thought that maybe this morning at some point it would leak out. It has. If the choice has been made by Biden or been made for him, it's a well-kept secret. I guess that's to the credit. But has a decision been made? All the reports I saw tonight seem to suggest that he's only met face-to-face with one potential vice presidential nominee, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, which would be a very interesting state for the Democrats. But I'm not sure that she's the most popular governor in the country at this point, based upon what she did in terms of the COVID-19 lockdowns and all of that. A lot of speculation on Kamala Harris and on Susan Rice. I assume both of them both of them had been heavily vetted, so they wouldn't have a problem being vetted. There's a piece today which suggests that the five front runners, and you wouldn't think there would be five front runners at this point, but the five front runners, Kamala Harris, the senator from California, Susan Rice, the former UN ambassador under the Obama administration, as I said, the aforementioned Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, as well as Tammy Duckworth, an Illinois senator. She was a helicopter pilot who lost both of her legs, shot down over in Iraq, I believe it was November of 2004. And Karen Bass, I think she's kind of out of the running. She apparently is a friend or a supporter, whatever you want to call it, of Fidel Castro. And also, she's kind of a Church of Scientology type of some sort. She attended the opening of a Scientology church at some point in the last 10 years. So I just want to open up the phone lines and ask you to comment. One, who will decide Joe Biden's running mate? Will it be Joe Biden or will it be others in his campaign? When do you think the decision will be announced? It has to be announced before next Monday. If you'd like to speculate as to how it will be announced, my suspicion is it'll be leaked to the New York Times. If it's not leaked to the New York Times, I'd be very upset if I were at the New York Times. And of course, who do you think it will be? I'm still rooting for our senior senator. I'm call me a homer if you will, but I think that she's a woman of color, and I think she'd be a marvelous vice presidential running mate for Joe Biden. So let's just have some fun with it. And also love to, maybe if someone is able to pick it and give me the name, particularly if it's a long shot. I mean, the easy guesses, I guess, at this point would be Kamala Harris or Susan Rice. Joe Vernacki says that if he doesn't pick a black woman as his running mate, it's going to be a big problem for Joe Biden.
When John McCain picked Sarah Palin in 2008, and I'll never forget this, but in April of that year, now, McCain didn't pick Sarah Palin, obviously, until just before the Republican convention, which would have been sometime, I suspect, in late July, early August. Have to go back and check that out. And I got a weird email from someone who never followed up. And the email said, essentially, keep your eye on the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. I don't think that I had ever really thought about Sarah Palin. I mean, these states around the country, they turn over governors every couple of years. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's an interesting comment, whatever. Didn't really think much of it. And then lo and behold, John McCain comes out and picks Sarah Palin, who made a great initial impression, if you remember. She delivered a speech in Minneapolis and then sat down and did an interview with Katie Couric, and it was all downhill from there. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Let's get it rolling here. We're going to start off with Kenneth in Ohio. Kenneth, welcome. How are you tonight? Well, Kenneth,
oh, really good, Dan. Thank you.
Kenneth, turn that radio down. Come on. What's up? How you doing?
I turned it off. Hey, that's what I was doing. Yeah, I wish Biden hadn't promised to take a woman. I would like to see him pick John Kasich. If that was my choice. Of course, I'm from Ohio.
Yeah.
But I think that would do great things. John Kasich is a middle-of-the-road Republican, and I think Biden is a middle-of-the-road Democrat, and I think they make a great team.
Well, I don't think Biden's a middle-of-the-road Democrat anymore. If you looked at some of his he's all on board with the Green New Deal. He's all on board. Tonight, as a matter of fact, he came out with the idea of no more bail in court. So basically, you get arrested, show up in court, and they're not going to charge him. What's that?
Yeah, the party's yanking him around a bit. Yeah, I'll give you that. But I mean, that's basically his whole career, if you look back at his whole career, he's been a pretty middle-of-the-road guy most of the way. a middle of the road, left, a right of center. I mean, a left of center Democrat. Yeah.
So let me ask you. You sound like you're Joe Biden.
He's not a radical.
You're inclined to vote for Joe Biden. It sounds to me like.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm a long Union guy and a lifelong Democrat. I'm not going to deny that. So
did you hear my last hour? Tom from West Virginia, he's a union guy, union electrician. He wants nothing to do with Joe Biden.
Well, so, yeah, that's West Virginia. I'm from there, actually. I was born and raised in West Virginia, I understand where they're coming from.
I had John Kasich on my show 4 years ago. I liked him a lot several times when he was running in 2016. I don't think that Joe Biden is going to, in any way, shape, or form, one, be able to pick anyone other than a woman. I think there's going to be tremendous pressure on him to pick a black woman. You know, Tammy Duckworth would be the first Asian American woman. So there's a lot to choose from. I think John Kasich is the longest of long shots at this point.
Of course. You know, I'm just saying, I wish he hadn't said, "I'm going to pick a woman."
Yep. Gotcha.
And because I think John Kasich and Joe Biden would be a really good ticket to actually heal some of this divide we have so much.
Oh yeah, we're going to have a big divide. I think no matter what happens.
Hey,
Kenneth,
have I
had the pleasure of you calling before or no? Is this your first time calling?
Oh yeah. I've called three times. I mean, I just started listening. I listen to you on my way to work. I drive an hour and 10 minutes to get to work every day, and I just scroll through the channels until I found you. And like I said, I'm a Democrat, but I like to listen to both sides. I'm a really middle. I'm as much middle as you can get and not be an independent, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm an independent, and I love talking to people on all sides of the political spectrum. That's what makes my job so much fun. There are a lot of talk shows who only want to hear from one point of view or the other. I want to hear from all points of view, and I hope you'll continue to call this program. Thanks, Kenneth. Have a good night at work, okay?
I try to listen to both sides so that, you can be really informed, because if you only listen to one side, you're not really informed.
Whereabouts in Ohio are you tonight? How's our signal wherever you are?
It's spotty. I hear you better on the phone than I do the radio.
Okay. We'll get a better radio then, okay? Thanks, Kenneth.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you again. Have a great night. Let's go to Dottie in Florida. Dottie in Florida, how are you tonight?
Good evening, sir. First of all, I want to say hello to all you Bostonians, because I was born and raised in Massachusetts, right outside of Boston.
What town, Dottie?
Alden and Revere.
And what took you to Florida?
Oh, no, I went another route. I went to California, then Colorado, now I'm in Florida.
What do you do in Florida?
I'm retired now, honey.
Good for you. Good. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, it took me many years, but I'm now retired.
Well, first of all, thanks very much for listening. I don't think I've ever had you on the show before.
No, you certainly haven't. I didn't even...
We're giving you a round of applause from our studio audience, Dottie.
Oh, yeah. Get that tape going. Do it again.
I know. We're not, we're just having a little fun. So
I know.
What's going on with Joe Biden? What do you think?
Oh, I know. I already know.
Oh, you do?
I've got the knowledge, yes.
Who's it going to be?
I've known for quite a while, and it actually fits in perfectly, even better and better as time goes on. He's not mentioned, too. He's kept it secret all this time. He wants to trump my president, and he's not going to do it, but he thinks he will. Now, here's the deal. There's been people in this country that have been president or tried to be president and didn't make it. And, basically wanted to keep it in the family, so to speak. Uh-huh. I am telling you right now, Clinton rings a bell to me for that. But the reason why I'm telling you ahead of time, the reason why he's kept it quiet, and the reason why he thinks the black population in this country will go for it, he'll keep his promise. He will. Are you ready?
Yep.
And that's why all of a sudden you hear a lot of that.
I think I know who you're going to say, but go ahead.
Obama. It's going to be Michelle Obama. I am not kidding. And you think about it for a minute, and you think about all the things that have been going on. Obama's been talking. All of a sudden, he backed him where he wouldn't back him before.
Well, he backed him once he had the nomination. I mean,
He still didn't back him. He waited a while. Obama waited a while, and all of a sudden the deal was made because it was very evident. I'm going to be blunt with you, and everybody knows. God bless Joe. He's senile. And that's not his fault. That's something that he has no part of. Okay? And I feel very bad for them. They're using him very, very badly. And he will have no control of it. I hope he doesn't fall off.
We will see. I'll tell you this, Dottie. If it is Michelle Obama, and maybe there will be some people who will agree with you, I'd love to have you call back and take a little victory lap, because I can't imagine that Mrs. Obama would want to go through what she went through for 8 years. In my opinion, that's all. I mean,
it's her husband pushing it, and it's definitely her husband.
I don't know. I would think that Michelle Obama, if there ever was a presidency where the first lady was as influential as her, I don't know what it would be. I think she's a pretty strong woman. That's my opinion.
Mr. Obama would be given the orders, just like, you know, to Joe and to her. I mean, no matter who sits in that chair, it would be Mr. Obama.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Dottie. Interesting. That's an interesting selection. Let's see what others have to say. What? Whereabouts in Florida? Are you on the Gulf Coast? Are you on the Atlantic Coast?
No,
I'm central
Florida.
In central. Well, enjoy. Yep. It can't be any warmer in Florida than it is here in Boston tonight.
No, we're in the 90s, warm. And they said the heat index is well over 100. It's been like this for weeks.
We're kind of getting that for a couple of days. So,
it's pretty humid, something
we're not used to. Dottie, loved your call. Come on back very soon. Are you a regular listener down there?
Yes, I am, since I got Alexa.
Well, you say hi to Alexa, okay?
Alexa, you can listen to any of the shows across the country.
I know that. But I'm awfully honored that you would pick ours. Appreciate it very
much.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I love WBZ.
Thanks.
God bless
Thanks so
you,
much,
Dan.
Dottie.
God bless our people in Massachusetts.
Talk to you soon.
You guys take care,
Thanks.
Okay? And
Thanks,
God
Dottie.
Bless
Bye-bye.
America and our president.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure. Good night.
Boy, it's great when you hear new voices. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. I like new voices. I like old voices. I like all voices, all points of view. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Bring it on. I want to know, one, why has Joe Biden taken so long? Dottie thinks that the deal is done, and it's Michelle Obama. Love to know what you think. Coming back on Nightside right after Don Huff brings us up to date at the bottom of the hour.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray.
Hey, Jim.
On WBZ, Boston's news radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Right back to the calls. Let's see what people think. The question is, why has Joe Biden taken so long? He should have made this pick at least a week ago. I'm confused. I'd love to know what you think. Susan in Chicago. Susan, welcome. Next on Nightside, Ohio, Florida, and now Chicago. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi. I would not choose Tammy Duckworth. She was my representative in Congress, and she is now my Illinois senator. Three reasons mainly. She is not a moderate. She is a radical. She will just go along with Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. That's it. She is also, unfortunately, severely disabled. I don't think she can campaign. She doesn't have the use of two legs and has trouble with her arms, and she said she's in a lot of pain, unfortunately. So she's never really carried on a vigorous campaign. I don't think she could travel the world and do what a vice president needs to do.
Okay, so who do you think he should pick? I mean, you know, again, it's not to...
She sacrificed a lot for the country as a helicopter pilot in Iraq.
Right, but one more thing, Dan. She's a product of the Chicago machine. They drew up a nice district for her.
No, I get that. I understand that. But whether or not she's the product of the Chicago machine, you know, her sacrifice, you know.
I don't question that. But look what's happening in
Chicago today. So we'll put her aside. Who should he pick, do you think? Or who will he pick?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just hope it is not my Illinois senator.
Let me ask you this. This is not a bash. I mean, you bashed her, which is fine. So what I'm trying to get at is, why do you think it's taken Biden so long? I mean, he's known for months that he would be the nominee, although there was some speculation early on that he would step aside at some point for a younger, more energetic candidate. I mean, we have two guys in their mid to late 70s now running for the highest office in the land. Who should he pick?
I just feel he's moving left and that we're going to have a Bernie Sanders administration. I don't know, Dan.
Yeah, okay.
But I think, again, Barack
Well, I know Obama, you're not going to – I know you're not a Joe Biden supporter. I know that. Okay, so that's not a problem. I'm just trying to – I don't understand why it's taken so long. I wonder if the possibility exists that he's gone through a bunch of these people and he's having trouble finding someone who does not have an Achilles heel politically. I don't know.
I think you're right. I took the easy way out. I think you're right.
Well, maybe he will find someone who we haven't even thought of that isn't even on the map right now. I mean, some member of Congress or some governor. I mean, whoever it's going to be, it's going to be a pretty liberal Democrat. There are no conservative Democrats and darn few moderate Democrats left, Susan. So we'll see what happens. Hey, great to hear your voice, as always. Appreciate your comments. But as I say, let's just agree that Timmy Duckworth, for whatever problem she might have politically, she sacrificed a lot for this country.
Dan, are you going to comment about what happened in Chicago today?
Today or last night?
Last night. It's the Magnificent Mile.
Yes.
And the Great Street, State Street.
Yep.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm not surprised.
I'll go
on. I mean, that city has been out of control for some
Chicago.
Time, and it was limited to the South Side. I saw the video as everybody else did. I know your mayor today made some comments, which for the first time to me sounded rational, but I think that it's a city out of control. And I believe they're standing by tonight for more problems. They're expecting more problems tonight downtown.
The police chief was concerned. The new police chief from Texas was very concerned that there were no prosecutions, very few prosecutions, a couple of months ago with the other rioting. That's part of the problem. Anyway, yeah. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Susan. Stay safe in Chicago. Appreciate the call. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Jump on board, and I want to hear particularly from people who are Biden supporters. I mean, let me know who you would like to see him pick. Joan Vernacki says it better be a woman and a woman of color. I think Vernacki from The Globe is right on that one, but I don't understand why this has gone on so long. There have been several names that were speculated upon which have now disappeared from consideration. Joe in Waltham. Joe, next on Nightside. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Dan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. So who should Joe Biden pick, in your opinion? And feel free to tell me, you know, my choice is Elizabeth Warren, but obviously I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek with that. Go ahead.
I agree 100% with Elizabeth Warren. You are correct in that point. my guess is that he's already picked his running mate. You ever see that movie with Adam Sandler, 50 First Dates?
Sandler, I'm sure is going to be entertaining. How does that jive for Joe Biden? Go
every
ahead.
Every night he picks his running mate in his basement. He wakes up in the morning. He can't remember.
Oh, you guys are cruel. You guys are cruel. Okay, so you're not a Biden fan. Who do you think he should pick?
I think he should pick Warren. I mean, if we don't want him to win, let him pick Warren.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I'm trying to ask people serious questions. Why do you think it's taken so long? That is mystifying to me.
I think the people running this campaign haven't told them who to pick yet.
You got a line for everything. I don't know. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that he's had, you know, decided upon someone and then they came up with a problem, decided upon someone else, came up with a problem. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some Democrats out there that we haven't thought of. You know, John McCain, as I said, came up with Sarah Palin. No one really expected that.
Right.
That was probably the biggest surprise pick of a vice presidential candidate in my lifetime. The others are kind of predictable, I think. Kind of predictable. We'll see.
I think one of your callers that called earlier, talking about surprise picks, I think Michelle Obama would be a surprise pick.
Well, I think that would be a stunning pick.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if that would help him or hurt him at this point. That's my thought, and I'd love to know what other people think. I don't think that necessarily helps him.
No.
I think there'll be a lot of other Democrats who might look at that and say, hey, you know, the Obamas have had their time, and for him to, in effect, return the favor to the Obamas when President Obama picked him, there might be some disappointed Democrats. I don't know. There will be disappointed Democrats no matter who he picks. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. We'll see. Do you think Michelle Obama helps or hurts him?
I think it would help him.
You do?
I do.
Well,
I think that
it would raise more questions. It would raise, is this a Biden presidency or is this the third Obama presidency? I mean, that's what I think. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it works. Joe, we love your calls, and we're on the same page. Let's go Liz Warren, okay?
You got it, Dan.
Do the right thing, Joe. Say it so. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
All right, have a great night. The other Joe. Jim is in Deerfield, Massachusetts. Jim, how are you tonight? Welcome.
Good, Dan. I'm in Deerfield, Ohio.
Whoa, you got a Deerfield in Ohio, too? I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes, sir. And how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Have I heard from you before?
Yes.
Well, welcome back.
It's been a while since I've called, but I have called you in the past, especially around election time.
Good. Well, that's good. We want to hear from you. So who should Joe Biden pick, in your opinion?
I think, first of all, the reason it's taking so long, I think that he has backed himself into a corner by promising to pick a woman. I think that was a very bad mistake in the beginning because it cut off a lot of good people out there. But who I think there are only two qualified people, one being Susan Rice and the second one being Elizabeth Warren, and I say that seriously. The other candidates have very little experience in government. Some of them are mayors, some are state work.
Well, there are some who are members of Congress, and it's very rare. I think the last member of Congress who was chosen to be a running mate, and I could be wrong here, but I'm just trying to go back to it. You know, plenty of senators get picked as running mates, but you got to go back to 1964, Barry Goldwater picked a guy, Congressman William Miller, from outside of Buffalo, New York.
Okay. But the problem is the lower end of the women, they don't have the experience needed. Look, I'm not a Joe Biden person. I'm a huge Trump guy.
Okay.
But I do believe both Warren and Rice. Actually, I think he should pick Susan Rice. She's a classy woman. She's a bright woman. I don't necessarily agree with some of the things she has done in the past during the Obama administration. However, I think she is probably the best pick that he could make.
Well, she's got the Benghazi thing hanging over her head a little bit. There'd be a lot of questions about that, I think.
But you know what? Okay, I agree she's got Benghazi, and yeah, it's probably could hamper her. But you got to realize this woman's been in government for 20 plus years. She is a top rated woman. And again, I don't particularly care for her.
No, I happen to agree with you. I think that she would be a very solid pick.
Yes.
And I agree with you. Now, Elizabeth Warren would theoretically be a person of color. Do you think, you know, one over 1,024th? No, I'm serious. That's the way she presents herself. So maybe that'll be the choice. I don't know, Jim. So you're going to go Susan Rice. Okay.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I got you down for Susan Rice.
Okay.
I think you're in the ballpark. Thanks,
Jim. She's a great person as far as knowing the government. I would be very comfortable with her. Even though I don't like her, you have a great night, Dan. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jim. What are you doing in Deerfield, Ohio, if I could ask?
I have a waterfront home on the lake here in, I'm right out of Mahoning County, and I happen to work at the Mahoning County Board of Elections in Youngstown, Ohio.
All right. So you're on Lake Erie, I assume, right?
No, actually, I'm in a little town called Deerfield, and there is a federal water reserve here for flood control.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm 80 feet from my boat in my front yard.
Wow. Good for you. It sounds great. Enjoy the rest of the summer. We'll talk soon, Jim. Come on back soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll be calling once the campaigns kick up in the fall.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you soon. Have a great night. Bill and Quincy.
Hello.
Back in Massachusetts. Hey, Bill, next on Nightside. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Dan? Yeah.
Doing great.
Just like I said before, geographically, Warren is too close to the Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get the votes.
Yep.
He needs to have some geography.
Yep.
If he chooses Warren, that's going to be a guarantee that Trump's going to win.
All right.
That's the way I feel.
I think it would be a guarantee for other reasons beyond geography, but
yeah.
That's okay. So if you were Joe Biden's advisor tonight, who would you tell him to pick?
I would tell him that he needs to pick someone either like from Texas or California or Illinois or somewhere, something like that, you know, try to get a good geographic location.
Got anyone in mind or no?
Well, I did think Kamala Harris, but I'm not too sure on that. Or perhaps, maybe, I may be pushing it, but I'm thinking maybe Michelle Obama, possibly.
Well, you're not the first person who has said that tonight. I would be surprised by that. I'm not sure that Mrs. Obama wants to get back in that game. She was in that, you know, for 8 years. It's a long time, and and for all of the perks and the great aspects of being president or being first lady of the United States, it's a pressure cooker.
Yeah, or maybe Oprah. I believe she's a Democrat.
Yeah, Oprah would be. Now, that would be a surprise pick, to be honest with you.
I think there would be
a lot of people who would support him and support her, as crazy
right.
as that sounds.
I can see her being president if they have Biden, especially with his age, 79 years old. So
I think
it
would be pretty good. I would
so.
Think that whoever he picks, the odds of that person succeeding him would be you know, for whatever reason. I mean, it's 4 years when you're 80, when you're 77. What do they say? Don't buy green bananas. You know. So I don't know.
Right. Sure.
You know, we're all getting there. Bill.
All right, thanks. I know. And a lot of stress to that job. You know.
Oh, the ultimate stress in the world. Did you see when the president was hustled out of the White House press room tonight because shots were fired outside of the White House?
Trump looks 10 years older than he did when he went in.
I got news for you. They all do. I agree with you.
Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah,
appreciate your call. Have a great one. Good night. Going to go down to Florida to my friend Ken down in Florida. Ken, who should Joe Biden pick, and why is it taking so long?
Oh, Dan Alaska, I stole my thunder. Well, you know, you and I agree on our dream candidate, right?
Well, sure. I mean, it would be no finer vice presidential candidate than Senator Warren.
Can you cue the song for me again, or are you going to have to go back to the to the producer?
Is this a request? Rob, are we able to comply with Ken's? Let's see if we can. I don't have the board in front of me remotely. Rob, do you got any a musical interlude here that Ken is requesting, Rob?
Well, we're talking. Last time you played after we hung up, and I got a good chuckle.
Yeah, well, maybe Rob can find it after we hang up. I have it on my board at work, and I can hit it real quickly.
I know. Let's
send this out to Ken. You love that, don't you, Ken? Well, you got your request. So now you got to tell me, I know who you'd like him to pick. Who should he pick?
You know, the last guy, he literally took it. A dark horse was Oprah. Who should he pick? You know what? I think he's just testing the waters, Dan. He's throwing out names, trying to get a reaction. But, you know, he's got to cater to the left. So it's going to be someone I think it's going to be someone that we're not expecting. You know, he did back himself into a corner a bit by, you know, stating that it was going to be a woman of color.
Well, he didn't say a woman of color. He said a woman. He said a woman, but there's a lot of pressure for it to be a woman of color.
The pressure is on him. Yeah. The pressure's on him. It could be maybe there's a Spanish woman that we're not thinking of. I don't know. Everyone's talking, you know, an African-American woman, but maybe there's someone out there that we like someone we're not hearing in the news, you know?
Well, I think the black community would, particularly the Democrats in the black community of the Democrats who have been very loyal to the Democratic Party, with their votes and certainly with Joe Biden in South Carolina. Look, James Clyburn, Congressman Clyburn, I think is as responsible as anybody for his winning the nomination. I mean, without South Carolina, I think Joe Biden would have been dead in the water. Simple as that. Hey, Ken, I'm going to let you run. Well, have a great one, okay? Hope it's a little cooler in Florida than it is up here tonight.
I don't know, Dan. It was 106 heat index today.
That's warm. That's warm. I don't even think we got
severe,
to there.
Severe lightning. I lost my power went out 6 times. And the thunder almost knocked me out of my wheelchair. It was pretty bad. But
Don't need that. Stay well. Stay well and stay safe, Ken.
Well,
talk to you soon.
Thanks for the song.
Okay? Appreciate
you calling. Thanks for the song.
Have a great night. Let's go to Chloe in Michigan. Chloe in Michigan, how are you tonight?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
So I'm guessing you're going for your governor.
No, I would not want to lose that woman, let me tell you.
Okay.
She is what saved Michigan.
Okay.
And I no way. I want her to stay right here.
Right. You don't want to share her with the rest of the nation. Okay. So who should it be,
yes,
Chloe?
I think Susan Rice. I think that's who I kind of would.
Well, you're the second one. Jim from Deerfield, Ohio, also said Susan Rice.
Yes,
so,
I agree with him entirely on that. I think maybe that she might be the one.
Why do you think it's taken him so long?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I think it's taken him so long because I think he's getting a lot of talk because he has taken so long. And I think maybe it's a way to keep the attention on him. You know, people keep checking to see, is he named her yet? Is he named her yet?
No, I know. When I get up in the morning and I flip on WBZ radio, I'm half expecting to hear them say, well, the pick is in. But every day it's nope. When they lead with the weather forecast here, I know that he hasn't picked his running mate.
You lead with the weather forecast all night long, unfortunately.
Well,
anymore.
We got heat here. I don't know how warm it's in Michigan tonight, but it's a warm night here in Boston.
Yep. We had, it was in the high 80s today with humidity, of course.
Yeah, well, we would take the high 80s. So if it's going to go down to the high 80s, we're supposed to be 90 tomorrow, too. I haven't been listening as closely as I should. 3 days makes a heat wave here in New England. Chloe, I know you've called before. I want you to come back more often. I miss hearing from you, okay?
Well, okay, I shall. Thank you. Oh, I was going to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, we lost her. Chloe, call back next week and tell me what you were going to tell me. We're going to go next year. Let's go to Tim in Winthrop. Hey, Tim, how are you tonight? What
hey,
do you
Dan.
Think? Who
I'm
should
a
Joe
true
Biden
Reagan
pick?
Conservative just like you.
I'm sorry,
I am not tribal. I am going to – it's hard. I think it's going to be between Rice and who's the one, Kamala Harris?
Well, they're the two that are considered the front runners, but you would think that both of them would have been vetted, you know, because of Susan Rice's experience in the Obama administration and Kamala Harris's experience not only as a senator but also as a presidential candidate. If he really wanted either one of them, I would assume that all the background checks would have already been done. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I don't want Warren.
You don't?
Because I'm conservative, but I'm not a Trump guy. I'm conservative. I'm leaning toward that Lincoln group.
Okay.
And
so who are you
like
going to vote for?
The Reagan Democrats, I'm a Biden Republican.
So who? So you're going to vote for Joe Biden?
I'm going to vote. Well, I'm like you. I may not even vote for him. Maybe vote for somebody else.
Yeah.
I cannot vote for Donald Trump.
It's a tough choice.
his behavior is deplorable, as in like Hillary said. But I'm not a Hillary person either. But
who'd you vote for in 2016?
2016, I voted for Trump.
Well, his behavior was kind of on the record
He was an unknown commodity then. Hillary was crooked. And I gave him a chance. And when he went to Helsinki, that did it for me. Really did.
Yeah.
And when he called out Ronald Reagan and the Reagan Library, they put his coin with Reagan and Trump on the same coin. And Michael Reagan went ballistic last week. And like you said, he's no Ronald Reagan. And I think he's going to lose by a lot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think it's going to be a closer race than people. To be really honest with you, I don't think I'd count my chickens, and I wouldn't
I
bet a lot
Trump's
of money
win
on
it
either
all.
Way.
There's, and I picked everyone right, even though I don't like some of them. I liked Romney and I liked McCain. I was wrong there. But I mean, I did pick Obama twice, even though I voted for those guys. This is the first Democrat I voted for in my life.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to be a little flexible in this world. Tim, I'm up on my break, so I'm going to let you run, but I thanks so much. Come on back more frequently, okay?
I'll be back. Bye.
Thank you much. Talk to you soon. We're going to take a very quick break here. Tony and Bill, we'll get to you on the other side. If you're not there, tell us who you think. The real question is, why is Biden taking so long? I don't understand that. Maybe someone can explain it to me. No one has explained it yet. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Nightside with Dan Ray.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.